This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The audience is asking itself, what's Stefan up to this hour? How's he going to get started? Try to come up with something different to, obviously, hello, get your attention. That's what this is. Knock, knock, anybody home? This is about getting your attention. Mm. So you listen to us talk about things like this newly discovered giant dinosaur that may be the closest kin to T-Rex. What's the name of that group, if you don't remember? Bang, this is a silly song. Crank that up again, will you? James, just for fun. It's just a silly, silly... It means nothing. Bang, you're gone, get it on. What does that mean? Nothing. Right? Anyway, so they called themselves T-Rex. So I don't even know why that was, but they were around in the 70s and the 80s. So this new species, Jay, of dinosaurs, big ones, represent the moment that this... group experimentally they're out there trying to figure out how these huge bodies came into existence. I've often wondered that too. How these things get so big, right? So this new one, I'll bring this to my grandson, who's the world's foremost expert in dinosaurs, it would seem. Tyrannosaurus macrianus is 5 million years before T-Rex. There existed Tyrannosaurus macrianus, and it was distinguished. They found parts of the fossilized skull of this dinosaur. It is in New Mexico where they've dug up the remains.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like to be out in New Mexico in the desert just digging around and you find this bone, and then you...
Oh, it would be so
fascinating.
And originally, when they started finding a lot of these remains, they thought they assigned it to a T-Rex because it was so comparable in size before realizing, oh, no, this is not a T-Rex. This is something else.
It's a T-Mac. It's the T-Max versus the T-Rex. 73 million years ago, these things were wandering around. So what do you suppose... Who was wandering there? You ever think about this? 173 million years ago. What did New Mexico look like 273 million years ago? Or wherever you are, in Cleveland, for example. What did it look like 473 million years ago? Was the lake even there? I bet the lake was there.
The lake was there, but probably the shoreline wasn't. The lake probably came, I think the lake came a lot farther inland.
Yeah.
But what I find so fascinating is that whenever there's something new discovered, it's always kind of like, well, it came after the previous discoveries in the timeline of when it originally was. Right. Where with dinosaurs, the new things they find are older than what was previously found. So this T-Mac or whatever is, like 71, 73 million years?
Yeah.
Or no, it's like 5 to 7 million years before the T-Rex even was. So like this was its ancestor, not just a close relative. And I think that's so fascinating because as they go further and farther and farther down into the earth, just finding things that date way back before anything that we even thought possible.
Well, it's kind of like people are trying to convince us that we're related to monkeys and apes. The original humans weren't humans. They were animals that had hair, and I don't subscribe to that necessarily, but it could happen. Anything's possible. We weren't there.
Well, you look at the Neanderthal lineage.
Yeah, and the Cro-Magnons and all that whole bunch. Yeah, foreheads. So whether you read books about this stuff or you listen to podcasts or you listen to people like us talking about it, there at least is some, there's an educational... I like to think that there's an educational aspect to this program. We were laughing, okay, how are we going to start this hour of the program? I like to start thinking about things. And if you read a lot, you have a lot more to think about. Or even listening. A lot of people that are listening to podcasts, a lot of podcasts are good. They have value. But I still think there's something about the eye-brain connection. The podcast and listening to the radio, you have the ear-brain connection. Television, you got the eye and the ear. But according to most of the scientists that I've ever read, there is more stimulation, more intelligence, more brain power that is saved by learning to read and enjoy what you're reading. Not just reading because you have to, like you're in school, reading because you want to, because you like it, because it's good, fabulous stuff that you can learn. I learned this by reading. Matter of fact, a schoolgirl in England, passionate about space, chosen to contribute to a time capsule that's headed for the moon. When we send our first commercial launch to the moon, and that's going to be, I think that's, is that this week? Or was that last week? No, it's this week. This Friday, I think.
Oh, wow.
Goes to the moon. The Vulcan Centaur rocket, which belongs to the United Launch Alliance, which is Boeing and Lockheed together. They built it. I don't know. I think they were hired by somebody to do it, though. Anyway, this young lady named Elizabeth Norman made a model of the Vulcan Centaur and launched it, actually. She figured out how to power it and launched it. So the people at NASA were intrigued by that, and the folks at this company said, okay, let's see what we can do with this. So they decided to send it into orbit with a rocket. I think it was last Friday it went up. It's either this Friday or last Friday. Anyway, I can't get a clear picture of that. But I thought that was a neat thing. Here's a youngster. Again, this is somebody who's learned how to think, not what to think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Figured it out. So Nylander actually is, as I go back into my mind, this is in lunar orbit already. And it's 245,000 miles from Earth. It'll make a hard landing on the moon next month. And her little capsule, her little time capsule will be up there with it on the moon. Gives new meaning to the phrase, to the moon, Alice! Who knows where that comes from? James, you know where that comes from? Don't you? Neither of you know, I bet.
No.
To the moon. All right, so go into the file there that you have, the audio file. Find Jackie Gleason. Find the Honeymooners. And you will find an audio clip of Jackie Gleason's character saying to his wife, Alice, to the moon, Alice.
Okay.
To the moon. Takes on new meaning with this sort of a reality. All right, speaking of reality, the Supreme Court has declined. They've decided they are not going to get into the fight over bathrooms for transgender students. I'm not sure whether this is good or bad. I don't really know. What do you think, Jay? Is this something they should stay away from, or something that they should make some definitive, let's make a decision here and move on? This seems
well, there needs to be better bathroom access anyway, especially when it comes to the family stalls and all of that, where if you are going to have specifically designated male and female restrooms as sex assigned at birth, then there also has to be another option.
Why?
Because even... Why what?
Why does there have to be another option? Men's room? Women's room. Okay, that's it.
Well, if you have a transgender male or a transgender female, and they are uncomfortable going to the restroom and what
let me
is
get this straight.
The wrong okay. gender for them. So that's what I'm saying. If you don't want to allow other people based on what their sex is assigned at birth, then have a third option. Like so many places are starting to incorporate. They have those family restrooms where it's not, you don't go in and it's a whole bunch of stalls. It's one single bathroom and anybody can go in. Parents can take their children in. Anyone who is transgender will be able to go in. They have access. But also, I'm somebody who, if I'm at a concert or a sporting event where the women's restroom line is always significantly longer than the men's, I'm going in the men's. No apologies.
Mm-hmm.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. It's a human nature thing.
I'm with you on that one. I've gone into women's rooms plenty of times in my life, including the other day when I was up in New York. I went, stopped at a little diner and had something to eat, and I went down to the men's room and it was closed. Women's room was open. Went into the women's room, did my thing, and left. I was out. Yeah,
you
what's wrong with
you
that?
You gotta go, because the normal human being who just has to go use the restroom is not a problem.
I gotta go.
Problem. And people have this misconception that anybody who is transgender is essentially a pervert, and that is not the case. Nobody has a problem with trans men using men's restrooms.
Right.
Everybody has a problem with a quote-unquote trans female using a woman's restroom, because it's the trans female's not the problem. It's a pervert who is posing as a trans female who is actually a man. So therefore, the man is the problem, not a trans female.
Want to say that again? No, you don't have to.
Rewind the tape.
I think let's just have three different restrooms in every restaurant, and they're all unisex. That's it. Restroom for everybody. Go into the restroom.
It's ultimately safer anyway.
Stop fighting about this stupid stuff. Good God. All right, James, I'm guessing you haven't found to the moon yet.
I found a compilation of some honeymooners. You want me to play some?
Yeah, play them.
Let's play some, yeah.
All right, here we go.
One of these days, pow, right in the kitchen. Bang, soon. I'm going to the moon.
To the moon, Alice. To the moon. All right. That's good, James. Thank you.
Absolutely.
There we go. Yeah, it'll make a lot of people's days. They'll all be chuckling about that.
I didn't realize that's where pow, right in the kitchen came from.
Yep, that's where it came from. That's right.
I know it from Family Guy.
Okay, well, listen. Those guys all steal. Everybody steals from everybody else. What the heck?
Well, that's not the case. Always quoting things. Mm-hmm.
Right. Not the case with Calitrin, however. Nobody's stealing anything from them, and they're not stealing anything from anybody. They have a unique, all-natural recipe that will help you start losing weight today, right here, right now, when you go to toploss.com. That's where Calitrin is located on the web. You can see the story of all these women, all these men, hundreds, thousands of them, who are average Americans, who've lost a lot of weight, and they've kept it off. That's the science behind the success of Calitrin. So help yourself to the wherewithal of losing weight, keeping it off naturally, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan, and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trading conditions apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now 23 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Social media trending items, including an update on Suzanne Somers. As we all know, she passed. She was recognized in the morning section of this week's Emmy Awards, along with lots of other really great actors and actresses who have passed this past year. Treat Williams was on the list, and of course the claps went up when the friend star was, he was last, wasn't he, in the list, if not mistaken? And why, out of my mind. Isn't it funny how your mind works? Mm-hmm. I had this guy's name in my mind, but I opened
Matthew
my
Perry?
Mouth and it wasn't there. Huh?
Matthew Perry?
Matthew Perry, yeah, exactly. All right. Anyway, so Suzanne Somers and her husband have shared a number of things during their life. And the husband says they are still sharing some of those things after she's gone. And he believes that it proves there is an afterlife. And I think he may be onto something. So you can listen to me and roll your eyeballs. Tell the story, Doug. I will, right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So, Suzanne Somers and her husband Alan Hamill lived in, had a great house actually in up in Malibu, and he's been talking about how the two of them had experiences, and I wonder if this doesn't continue. She's gone. She died last October. He talks about, Jay loves this story. A hummingbird hovering in their home in front of a photo of the two of them. And then it landed on top and it stayed there for a while. And then he said that that after the hummingbird left, something happened in one of their music,
fireplace. And then one of her favorite songs, one of Suzanne Summer's favorite songs, started playing. And it was just kind of like this obscure artist whom she loved, and he's like, nobody's ever heard. And there are three things that happened all within the same day. And then later that night, he laid down in bed, and he could feel like a weight next to him on the bed, like she was laying right next to him.
Yep. I completely believe there's an afterlife.
Totally.
I completely believe life continues. You come back, you live as you can and get better at it, hopefully. Lessons are learned. There are some people can say, well, my religion doesn't allow me to think that way. Okay. That's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't keep me from thinking that way. Doesn't mean that Jay and I are nuts because we believe in that sort of thing. It just means that's what we believe. And I think one of the problems we have in America today, and maybe all around the world, is being too judgmental. And religion creates that, creates judgments and judgmental people. There's nothing to judge here. A man's telling a story about a woman that he loved and who was married to for a long, long time. Somebody we all kind of thought we knew. And she was pretty out there with a lot of her, the way she lived. And so, listen... It works for me, and that's what's important, I guess, in this circumstance. Doesn't work for you? Fine. Listen to this.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The World Health Organization says tobacco use is going down quickly across the globe. The WHO's Dr. Rüdiger Kretsch says,
we have 1.25 billion people still smoking.
The WHO Tobacco Trends Report released Tuesday finds the fastest decreases in tobacco use is happening in the lower middle income countries, while most tobacco users in the world are now focused in Southeast Asia. NASA, about to get their own supersonic jet. Lockheed Martin officially introduced its experimental X-59 plane in recent days. The 99-foot-long aircraft with a 29-foot wingspan can reportedly fly at Mach 1.4. NASA hoping to use it for commercial travel and show people that supersonic travel is possible and can be quiet. More tests are set for later this year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hello, my name is Lana Stefan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Guilty as charged. One of the great movies I can watch. That's a movie I can watch over and over and over again. It's one of those. Chuck Curry has a few movies that he can watch over and over. Jay, you got movies that you can watch
over? I have quite a few movies that I could just watch over and over again.
Yeah.
And some of them where it's like I like to start it from beginning to end, and other ones if I just happen to catch it and it's already halfway through, I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit and watch the rest of it.
Yeah, I can do that with Hunt for Red October. One of those. I love the part though where One ping only, Basili. It's just a great, great experience. All right, speaking of experiences, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, January 17th. It's a Wednesday. This is from our Y department. This is a new device called the Millennium Camera, dreamed up by a philosopher in Arizona. He wants to capture 1,000 years in Tucson. Okay. He and some of his colleagues experimenting, University of Arizona, installed a camera next to a bench with the aim of encouraging people to imagine 1,000 years into the future. How do you get a camera to keep working for 10 minutes, never mind for 1,000 years? Anyway, so this is what he's trying to do. He's got this little camera.
Think about everything that can happen just with the planet.
1,000 years.
During that time.
Yeah.
Yes.
1,000 years.
And how many hundreds of years does it go on, and then all of a sudden something happens, and it's like all that work was wasted.
Yeah. Say cheese when you're in Tucson. You never can tell when you're on the candid camera. 1,000 years. Man. And people are saying, well, how is that going to work? What difference does it make? How are you going to be around 1,000 years from now? Well, maybe you can follow the philosophy that we just came up with Suzanne Summers and that we all live on.
And check it out.
And check it out.
Have there been smaller feats of this extent of like maybe just a 100-year-long exposure rather than a millennia?
I think somebody tried it in Los Angeles, but I'm not sure of that. There's one that's being... that's being suggested to be put in the Alps to see what that, you know, the Alps or all the mountain ranges, those are only, about 40,000 years old? One of the ice ages created most of the mountain ranges that we see now in the world, and that was only 40, 50,000 years ago. So, yeah, maybe. Hey, listen, anything is possible if you put your mind to it. Whether your mind is going to be around to interpret it or not, that doesn't keep you from trying things and doing things and being smart about it. Okay. Last half hour, we were talking about the merger of Spirit and JetBlue, which was denied by the federal government because it's anti-competitive. Okay. One of my friends who listens regularly asked me to ask you, that's a very good question. This has been in my mind for a long time because it was Dominion who controls most of the voting machines. And Dominion is owned by a former Colorado senator, and I can't remember his name, but it was developed when he was in office. And everybody said, well, isn't there a conflict of interest here? This guy owns the company runs the computers that are collecting all the data from the election. And he was up for election that year in the Senate. I can't remember the guy's name. I can see him, but this is 20-some-odd years ago, probably. But this is a good question, right? And it goes beyond, I mean, now because we're in the election season and everybody's crazy about the election, and because there were problems, I don't believe that Trump was right that the election was stolen from him. But I think that the questions that are asked by what happened and what has been happening with the hacking of the Russians, the hacking of the Chinese, never mind what we're doing here in America to screw ourselves over, but the people around the world who want to take us down brick by brick, piece by piece, because they want their thought pattern to be the predominant thought pattern, not the freedom that exists in America. Good question. I hope a lot of people are going to be more inquisitive about things. And not, even though this is a serious problem, it's not going to be, you know, January 6th isn't going to fix that problem. But lots of protesting, demonstration, bringing it to everybody's attention so that they're aware of it does. I will not, the state of Massachusetts is advertising now, hey, these are all the ways you can vote in the primary, which is a couple of weeks from now. No. Go to the polls and vote. Don't send it by mail. How do you know what happens to the mail? Don't do early voting because the issues may change. All of it is crazy.
Yeah, so. Things can change. Your opinions on people
exactly.
can change. It is
yep.
so much yeah. can happen. What is Super yep. Tuesday again? Is that in March?
March. That's in March. Yeah. That's all right. Let me. I was looking at this situation because we have people. I'm just rubbing my face here, trying to do a little wake up. There are things on both sides. If you're only looking at a two-party system, the Republicans are vulnerable, Democrats are vulnerable, and I'm going to give you just one example for each so that you can think about it today, tomorrow, whenever it is that you're giving time to think about these sorts of things. For Republicans, abortion is number one on their problem list. Number one. And it deserves to be. Okay? Number one. Number one on the Democrats' list is their attitude toward immigration. That is, they cannot escape that any more than Republicans can escape the abortion stuff. Both parties are extraordinarily vulnerable in both of those areas, and I think they are equally important. So what are you going to do? How do you, you know, how many, can you find something that's good on both sides? Yeah, probably you can. But that's not what people, that's not what campaigns are based on. They're based on what's bad. Who's vulnerable? Democrats will be pounding away. So do they cancel each other out? Yeah, you can make an, I think you can make an argument for that in terms of how many people go to the poll and what they vote for. But are we fixing? The more important thing isn't whether it's a problem. How the heck are you fixing it? What are you doing to fix the problem? And in the case of both of these, neither party is doing anything to fix the problem of their most vulnerable problems. I don't
just
see it at
pointing
all.
Blame.
Yep. Speaking of that, Bernie Sanders yesterday says he's not voting. Okay, Bernie. It's all right. He's an independent. He's the only independent in the Senate. Kind of votes with the Democrats most of the time. He's not running for president this time around. Thank heavens. That was a waste of time last time around. Anyway, he wants to curb the war in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas. He's Jewish, admits to it, very supportive of Israel to a point. He thinks the problem is us. Of course, Bernie Sanders always thinks that America is its number one problem. And, you know, to a point, what I just said about abortion and immigration, yeah, we are our own worst enemies when it comes to stuff like that. He doesn't want to vote anymore for aid, military aid to Israel. He tried to get that through the Senate yesterday, and guess what? It didn't work. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But that doesn't mean he won't keep trying, and it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a point. Frankly, there's a lot of money. Here we go back to the military-industrial complex and what they're getting out of all of this stuff. You know, that could be another thing we talk about. Okay, you don't. This is anti-competitive. Well, all these guys get together, and they rig the bids. So one company will have the high bid on one project, and another company will have a high bid on the other. So the low bidder, they will wash each other's hands. So it's a joke. Most of that stuff is just a joke. A lot of money, though. The taxpayers paying a lot of money for all of this stuff going on there. The things that are going on in Russia. I think that's, well, they're both vulnerable in terms of whether the funding gets curbed. Does it become a campaign issue? Yeah, probably does. It's still going on at any rate. Okay, speaking of campaign issues, there are a lot of things. I would like to see this become more of an issue. Over the last couple of weeks, I think that we decided that January was Human Trafficking Month. I don't know exactly what it's called, but somebody's come up with some phrase. And so as a result of that, we had in the last week or 10 days a number of excerpts from various commercials that have been played in football games and played. A lot of team players actually are getting behind this work to combat human trafficking. So there's a new campaign which is aimed at truck drivers and transportation workers because of all of the people who are subjected to human trafficking and all the crime that comes about in our country. Every state in the union has this problem, and most of these people who are involved in trafficking are using the highways to get these folks from one place to another. So, if you would like to dig into this a little bit more, listen for the next 60 seconds to a fellow named Akeem Touré.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the Obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right. So, here's a video. A dummy. Of a lawmaker who is shoplifting. This sort of reminds me, again, remember, there's a camera everywhere. If somebody films Lauren Boebert fondling the boyfriend that she's in the theater with, somebody's going to catch you if you're going to shoplift. So don't be a dummy. Yeah, even though it's wrong, period, but there's always going to be somebody that can catch that. So don't do it. Let's be an upstanding citizen, shall we? 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Escape from New Zealand or something like that. Chuck Curry is here from Movie Moments fame, talking about entertaining things, movies, films, television, whatever. So, Chuck, what are we playing here? Escape from something?
That's the theme to John Carpenter's Escape from New York, which came out in 1980. I missed it yesterday. John Carpenter, the director, was 76. He turned 76 years old. Not only did he direct his own films, he scored his own films. A very talented guy. Probably if you said some of the best directors in the last 50 years, most people would say Scorsese, James Cameron, obviously Steven Spielberg, a few others. But I think John Carpenter somewhere would have to be on the list because he's made so many interesting movies that are generational. Halloween in 78, The Fog, Escape from New York, Starman, Christine, They Live with wrestler Roddy Piper, the Thing. I'm a big fan. I just wanted to not miss the fact that he turned 76 years old yesterday.
All right. Happy birthday to him. All right, I'm looking at some pictures from the Monday night show that a lot of people didn't watch for whatever the reason, mostly because it was a lousy show, but there were some great moments in it. There's a picture of Brian Cox. With Sarah Snook on one side of him and Culkin on the other, and the other players behind him, laughing, laughing, laughing. And I thought that was one of the great moments. Of course, you know I'm a big fan of Succession, but looking at the show hasn't had a new episode for a year, and it's still winning all the awards. It's won a significant award in every one of the three major shows, award shows, so far this year.
Here's what's good about that. This is why I do like streaming. It's the fact that people could now say, hey, you know, I've never seen that show. I want to watch it. Go on. I think it's on Max, right? And they can binge watch every episode. That's, you know, new and old television. That's what I do love. The thing I don't like about streaming is I don't like the fact that they would make a $200 million movie that should play in a movie theater and put it on a streaming service before it plays in theaters. That I don't like. I do think it's interesting, though, that you bring up the Emmys and the fact that the ratings were down 27% year-to-year, 4.3 million people watched. That's the lowest rating ever. With all the shows that are available to watch, both on network and streaming, and so many different outlets, less people watch the show. I also think, Doug, that the Christina Applegate moment was a really cool moment.
But what it wasn't cool, Tucker, is all this continuing focus on black this and black that, and the fact that I think I saw a stat there weren't as many winners of color since 2011. I think if they deserve it, and that's the question: do all these people deserve it? In the eyes of some, yes, but why?
Well, you know, everything's subjective. You know, that's just the reality of it. But. One of the things that came out of the study, though,
let me just make one point when you move on. The business of the number of TV shows that has for the past 13, 14 years with the advent of streaming, I think my son told me once last year there were 500, before the strike, 500 shows, movies in some form of production on the same day. Someplace
That's
here or
incredible.
There. So who's going to watch all of this stuff? Now, it looks like the executives in Hollywood since the strikes have pulled back to do the sort of thing that you're just talking about. Let's run some of the good shows that people haven't seen on these streaming services, and vice versa, things like Yellowstone that ran on the streaming services. Look, it's gotten 6, 7, 8 million viewers every Sunday when it's on, way more than it got when it was on streaming. Right?
True. There's still power in network television, but the network television, like NBC, it needs Peacock to really afford the production. Of course, I'll tell you a quick story. I know a guy who's a young guy who moved to Manhattan, got involved in the industry somewhat, works as a ghostwriter for Apple, right? And he told me that the streamers are paying writers millions of dollars just to not write for other streamers.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how many millions of dollars, he said, still is getting flushed down the toilet in projects that never get developed. It's incredible.
Well, that's kind of what happened to my son's project with John Hamm. They paid him to write it, and then they paid him because they didn't want to produce it.
Happens all the time. Yep.
It does happen. Yep. All right, Chuck, we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you, Doug.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. This is Movie Moments. You're listening to Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.